According to the Kingsley, so that's what he told me.
Well, of course, we want to make money, and if the taxi cab business is better, why, we ought to unreconsider the proposition.
Well, we tell the Kingsley something. He ought to be here any minute now. Let him explain the thing to you like he told me.
He's in a mess right now, boy, with that garnishy business on the bank account.
I say we in a mess.
We didn't put that $7.50 in the bank yesterday. That's one thing we got. And what you took in today, how much is that?
I took in $5.25.
Lucky we ain't got that in the bank.
Yeah, but that just about pay expenses for the week, and then we ain't got nothing.
Well, we ain't lost nothing, though.
Yeah. Here, Ruby Taylor coming back here Monday, and I'm trying to get a hold of all the money I can. Then you get in this mess, and somebody tie up the money in the bank.
We didn't have but $14 in there.
Yeah, but $14 is $14.
I started to get myself a lawyer, but I figured that by the time I finished listening to him explaining it to me, I'd be mixed up more than I is now.
You ain't had no business signing that note for the furniture company for Widow Parker in the first place. You know that much?
Well, they was going to take her furniture away from her if I hadn't signed the note.
Yeah, but it's better to let them take her furniture than our money, ain't it? We didn't buy the furniture.
Well, that's why I tell you, Amos, don't never get mixed up with no gal.
You is the one attending me.
I've adjusted.
I tell you what I'm going to do here ever. I'm going to put the money in the bank and keep it in there in my name. That's what I'm going to do.
According to the furniture company, if I don't pay that note, they're going to close up the taxi cab company.
The furniture company going to close up the taxi cab, huh? Because yeah. You signed the note.
That's what the man told me today down at the furniture company.
Well, tell me this. Why can't you write Widow Parker's husband a letter and tell him the situation and see if he can't arrange to pay this here thing?
She wasn't married when I signed that note.
I know, but you're married now.
I wonder if her husband would pay that thing.
It ain't gonna hurt to ask him.
I wonder what her husband would think if he got a bill for something that she bought before they was married.
Don't you worry. Plenty of men get married, and after they is married, they find out that their wife owes a lot of money. Don't you worry about that now.
Well, I believe I'll write him a letter. What his name? His name is John Watkins, ain't it?
John Watkins, he lives in Detroit. The King's Danger give me his address, I think.
Yeah, I ought to write that on business paper, but we ain't got none.
We ain't got no business, much less no business paper. Write it on a piece of that paper there. That's good enough.
I ain't got no ink either.
Write it with a pencil. He can read pencil. You ain't got to have no ink.
All right, I'll start out here. Call him Dear Sir. D-E-E-R, Dear S-U-R, Sir. See, he's a businessman like I am. I got to let him know that I know something.
What you got down there now?
Dear Sir.
Well, why don't you say...
Wait a minute now, wait a minute. You ain't trying to tell me what to say, is you?
So what are you thinking on things?
Well, they done garnished me. I got that in the letter right here that they wrote me. E-A-R-N-I-S-H-E-E.
That key business in there, that's Widow Parker, all right. He got you in that mess.
Well, I ain't said she ain't.
I ain't say you said she ain't either.
Anytime that you get this garnished business in there, it's always a woman's fault. That's why they got she in it. If it was a man's fault, they would call it garnished him.
Trouble is, though, they done garnished us.
All right, Amos, all right. Just let me write the letter, that's all. Shut up. Dear sir.
Dear sir.
I know that's down here. Mm-hmm. I start out, say, here's what I do. I say, your wife bought some furniture.
Yeah, now you're coming. That's good.
Yeah, well, let me get that down here now. Your wife.
Put that down.
B-O-T bought S-U-M some. How you sell furniture?
Furniture, that's got a P in it, I think.
Wait a minute now.
Furniture, wait a minute now.
It looks like I'm going to have to draw a picture of a chair down here.
Then he gonna think that she done bought some chairs. You're going to have to draw the whole set and you're going to draw it.
Wait a minute. I got it. F-U-N is fun. I-T-C-H-H. Y-O-U-R. Furniture. There you is.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm glad you got that.
Well, I know spelling if I just think. That's all I got to do is think. The more I think, the better off we is.
Well, go on then, lay some more.
Wait a minute, something is wrong.
What's the matter? Well, what's the matter now?
Well, look here, I say down here, your wife.
Well, that's right, what's the matter with that?
Well, when she bought the furniture, though, she wasn't his wife, you see.
Well, she was married, though, before she married him, she was a wife.
Yeah, but when she bought this furniture, he hadn't got no divorce from her other husband. She was what we call estranged from her other husband.
She was, huh?
Yeah.
That's a dirty trick to strangle, ain't it?
No. Wait a minute. I mean estranged, meaning away.
You strangle anybody, they going away all right.
Wait a minute. Here comes the kingfish. Don't tell him none of this. He's still bothered.
Well, hello there, Kingfish.
Hello there, boys. How is you, boys? How is everything?
Well, things ain't even tolerable, Kingfish.
I'm glad you come. Tell Andy what you were telling me, will you, Kingfish?
Yeah, Kingfish. Tell me some of that stuff that Amos was talking about.
Now, that's why I come by here, Brother Andy.
Amos, get up off that box, will you? Let the Kingfish sit down there.
There you will, Kingfish. There you will.
Go ahead. Sit down, Kingfish.
Well, boys, I don't know if this is going to work out or not, but I just got a letter from the Grand Supreme Kingfish. He's got charge of all the lodges, you know.
Yeah, they is under his jurisdictionary, ain't they?
Yes, he is talking about me coming down and being the Kingfish of the New York Lodge. And in case I accept, I was thinking that it would be a good idea for you boys to take the taxi cab company right down to New York City.
Well, how come you figure that?
Well, Brother Andy, in New York, there's millions of people, and the taxi cabs are scarce. I bet it ain't 10 taxi cabs in the whole city. People just standing in the street begging for taxi cabs all day and all night. You can't find none nowhere. And if you boys will take your taxi cab company down to New York City and open up the Fresh Air Taxi Cab Company in New York, you could make all kinds of money.
Mm.
Sounds good, don't it?
It ain't bad.